Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
History books, and you hear about times of tyranny. When you're living in a free country, you tend to take it for granted. And you think, man, that's crazy. That sounds like a comic book. That can't happen here. Well, it is happening here. And if you live in a place like Texas or Florida or South Dakota, you're still in somewhat of a free country. You're surveilled illegally by big tech. You're taxed by a federal government that's owned by foreign globalist interests. You're made to pay for illegal aliens, all the rest of it. But still, compared to people in North Korea or people in Australia, you're free. But slowly but surely, that's being trampled. And I have a stack of news here in the United States of people being arrested for their speech and what they've said and what they do, including the most important of speech. And will you guys do me a favor? We can't show the actual video of it anymore. I mean, we can show it from archives. They had the news center in D.C. They just tore it down. Had a giant First Amendment carved in stone on the side. You guys pull up First Amendment on the side of D.C. building for me? And then just print me the First Amendment, thanks. And it says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. And then out of all of that comes the basic rights and freedoms. It doesn't give us our rights. It just points out that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yeah, there it is. The removal of the First Amendment from the Newseum building is a disheartening sight. Print that for me, please. Isn't it funny they decided to revamp it and just get rid of that? You can't have that up there when it's being struck from all of the buildings. Kind of like when a new pharaoh would take over that didn't like his predecessor. He would order it all removed. So Congress shall make no law. We're going to talk to a pastor about that and tie it into everything else that's happening. The Marine who got arrested for criticizing the withdrawal. I mean, if it's violating common sense and the law, you shouldn't criticize illegal orders. And the pastor, Arthur Pulaski, who flew out of Canada to go to an event with General Flynn, he got arrested. You're not allowed to speak out against the lockdown. Just like Australia, you're supposed to sit down and supposed to shut up while all this happens. But they're preparing FEMA camps here in America for everybody. So we better do something. We already live in a digital gulag where Senator Paul gave a speech on the floor about an Israeli study of natural immunity being 13 to 20 plus times better. And he got censored by YouTube. So when our own Senate censored, I just don't know where else we're going. I don't know what else that we're going to put up with, but we can't sit here and put up with this forever. We have to fight back. That's why I'm working harder than I've ever worked, and I'm not saying, oh, aren't I special, but I'm going to Dallas today. I'm going to be on three of the Big Blaze syndicated programs, including Steven Crowder tomorrow, and I'm going to come back tomorrow, and I'm going to work after that until about 10 at night. And the reason I'm going to do that is who knows how long I'll still be able to be on air. And so you better believe I'm in this fight for myself and my family. That means I'm in the fight for you because we're all in this together. We're going to hang together or hang separate like Benjamin Franklin said. So I'm asking you all to count the cost, to realize how serious the situation is, and to redouble your efforts now more than you've ever done because the globalists aren't going to stop till we stop them. They're going to keep pushing and keep grabbing. They've got a plan to roll out this COVID lockdown until the economy collapses. And we'll be running to the FEMA camps begging for them to take care of us. That is a real plan, a real program to sabotage society via the Cloward and Piven strategy. And we're here now. And so that's the message I take to other shows when I do them. That's the message I hope to raise the alarm. But not just me. You can call into Coast to Coast AM with its giant audience with George Norrie. He won't censor you. You can reach millions. You can call into C-SPAN. You can call into other shows. And talk about these issues and warn people about what's happening. Because until Congress and governors and others get this is a global assault to take over, we don't have a hope. But the minute we figure out how much trouble we're in, we can turn this all around right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So Pastor Tony Spell is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You'd think that's a good Christian, conservative, free speech place. But his church, for him daring to try to stay open, which they're still saying he's under COVID rules, he's been arrested. They're saying they're going to arrest him again. Here he is coming out of jail in the new North Korea that is Baton Rouge.
I'm getting trouble, guys. Back up.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. My rights to have church and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ are endowed to me by my Creator, not my district attorney, not my chief of police, and not my governor, John Bell Edwards, not my president, and not my Department of Justice. My unalienable rights are given to me by God, and those rights are my rights to assemble and have church. I cannot give up those rights.
Amen.
God forbids me to give up those rights.
Amen.
I will not give up my right to have church. I will not give up my right to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was arrested by the Central Police Department this morning. I was led into a trap. A half a dozen officers handcuffed me, put me in the back of the car, and booked me into East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. While I was in the prison, I preached to the inmates. When the guards used profanity, I said, every time you use profanity, I'm going to quote a scripture.
Come on.
It went quiet in that jail cell. And then I preached to people. And I want to give hope to every Christian in this nation today. You don't let anybody take your rights to go to church. You don't let anybody take your rights to assemble.
Stand strong.
You stand strong. And don't ever forget that Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world. I am not guilty of any charges that I have been accused of. I am not guilty of assault with a deadly weapon. I am not guilty of defying any orders. The only thing I'm guilty of is practicing my faith, which was given to me by Jesus Christ Himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
And we are joined by Pastor Tony Spell at LTCBR.com. And now they're deplatforming preachers that defy the lockdowns in Europe and the United States. So big tech is a watchdog with the state. The mask is a symbol of the muzzle and that you're in the death cult, that you buy into the fraud, that you buy into the lie that you're dirty, you're evil, and you need the state to be your God, your new religion, to put something in your body to make you pure, like the Holy Spirit. But it's a deadly vaccine from Pfizer. I'm going to play the clip next segment for the pastor of the new installed unelected governor of New York saying she's the priest. You're her disciples. God gave us the shot, go out and take it, which you must have to buy or sell. Sounds like something from the devil. Sounds like the work of the devil to me. But they have removed the First Amendment off the Washington, D.C. downtown building, where it's been for 30 years. The removal of the First Amendment from the Newseum building is a disheartening sight. And why did they remove it? Because it says in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or of the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. They have no jurisdiction over churches. It's how the Hopi Indians can take peyote and can't get in trouble when it's illegal. It's their religion. What do the Satanists say? We're going to kill babies for our religion. The courts say, you can kill babies. It's your religion. But Christians can't operate. Walmart and the topless bar can be open. The steakhouse can be open, but not the church. They want that power over the First Amendment. They don't want people coming together and opening up to God, because then that brings in the Holy Spirit. It is a ritual. They hate it. They do their rituals. We've got ours. So Pastor Tony Spell joins us to talk about what's happening. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you today. You bring up a tremendous point. The First Amendment does not give us our rights to go to church and to practice our religion. It was put there by our framers to protect our rights. Our rights to go to church, peaceably assemble, exercise our religious practices freely, are endowed to us by God, our Creator. Thomas Jefferson, in his History and Remonstrance, said, religion is man's duty to God, his Creator. Of course, 19 months ago in March 2020, when we were arrested on several different occasions for failure to comply with the governor's emergency orders, which was holding church during a pandemic, and arrested, booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish prison here, and placed on house arrest whenever we bonded out of jail, forbidden to leave. And of course, we left on many, many different occasions to go and preach in the church, at which time we were arrested each time when we would break the house arrest. So as Christians in America today, we have a constitutional right. However, God has a command that is stronger than mandates or even amendments. You know, Moses' parents broke Pharaoh's law and would not murder him. Pharaoh said, kill every baby boy. But they said, we're not going to kill our baby boy. And you have Daniel, who refused to quit praying for a 30-day process. And when he was faced with the decision, it didn't take him long to declare, he'd rather sleep with lions than spend one day without prayer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And now people in my church are being terminated from their jobs just because they come through the doors of our local assembly. These are men, women, black, white, all types of different occupations. Could you imagine going into your job and being terminated because you go to church in America?
It's because you know why they want it, Pastor. They want division. They want racial division. It's in all their internal documents. This is a globalist, Marxist-Leninist takeover. And they know there's loving groups of people of all races and creeds unified by the blood of Jesus meeting everywhere across this country that are getting real counseling and real love and real community. And they want to end that. They want us depressed and alone in the dark. That's their mission.
It is their mission. And they're accomplishing it. They are dividing us. We're at the most divided time in our history. There are two classes of people today, vaxxed and unvaxxed, masked and unmasked. This godless appointed governor in New York who wears a necklace that says vaccinated. If you were a Christian, you may wear a cross. If you were a different religion, you may wear that insignia. It is her religion. And her religion is based in Revelation, the 13th chapter and the 17th verse. No man might buy or sell, save. That is apocalyptic literature. They are forbidding us to go into places of business, restaurants, go into our jobs. People are being terminated because they are not vaxxed. That is apocalyptic literature that the Antichrist system, Joe Biden, is not bewitched with the Antichrist spirit. Joe Biden is possessed with demons that wants to destroy our nation. And his vice president and Congress and Senator, all under this same Antichrist rule, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. But there is a people that they are never going to change because we refuse to comply. We resist at all costs, even if it means being imprisoned. You see this godless governor in New York? She is almost as wicked as King Edward's here in Louisiana.
And they all have that satanic gleam in their eye. You can just see it. They look like an animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese.
They're the Pied Pipers of Hell that says God is not pleased with us because we do not vaccinate. No, God is not pleased with them because while they say we're not preaching love and loving our neighbor, they're murdering millions and millions of babies. They're condoning same-sex marriage. They're terminating nurses who for the past 19 months have put their life on the line. And now, because they won't vax, they're being fired. Where is love?
Pastor, stay there. You're on fire. Stay there, brother.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When the lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps watched them by design collapsing Afghanistan and giving $80+ billion of weapons to them, he said, we had a plan to actually pull out of here without this. This is a dereliction of duty, which it was. And he's now in the brig awaiting trial for that. You can say, well, you know, he's in the military, so he doesn't have free speech. I differ with that. When you're given illegal orders or you see something that's criminal, you better speak out against it. Like the CIA on record supplying little children to Afghan warlords who were pedophiles because they, quote, liked that type of person better, more easily controlled. So see, that's the problem with that lieutenant colonel. He didn't support pedophilia. And that's where all this is going. Marine who blasted Afghan withdrawal being held in military lockup ahead of trial, even though for this type of charge, you would normally be held in jail. And then you've got Arthur Pulaski. He's been arrested, what, 3 or 4 times now up in Canada for still having his churches. That's the one thing they don't let open. They're not just doing something that violates our religious rights. They're particularly singling everyone out. And that's what we're talking about with Pastor Tony Spell here today of LTCBR.com. And he's been arrested for his church, and now they're trying to charge him with made-up stuff of he almost hit a woman. Didn't touch her with his car, but almost did. Don't you love it? The borders are wide open. Giant child sex trafficking. All the massive crime happening. The police in most parts of the U.S. won't respond to regular crime. Even Austin said they won't respond to most crime now because they've been cut back to nothing. But you didn't hit a woman with a car, but they said you got close. And so you're being charged with that, too. I mean, they've really got it out for you. I thought Baton Rouge was the Bible Belt. What happened?
No, King Edwards, who is a Democrat, baby-killing, God-hater, is redefining what the Bible Belt is. So his judges here at the 19th Judicial Court looked at me behind their mask and said, I forbid you to preach to your congregation. It is unlawful. And you and 9 people in the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans are out of compliance with the governor's orders. He said, you can preach in your closet in your home all day, but he said, do not assemble. Of course, that violates the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble. So what John Bel Edwards is attempting to do with his mask mandates and his vaccine mandates is take more and more and more money from the federal government. They are actually operating in an anti-God, anti-constitutional government. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, the Antichrist seeks to change the times and the seasons. In Daniel 7 and 25, he tells us that he seeks to change the laws. And what's happening is, with their unlawful, illegal orders, nothing that they're doing is lawful. They're the biggest lawbreakers that have ever been put into power.
And let's be clear, the Bill of Rights is the highest law of the land. Nothing is supposed to be able to trump it in a republic. You're supposed to have a constitutional convention where, what, 2/3 of the states vote to repeal something like that. So that is the hardest thing to change. They don't have the jurisdiction. It's very clear. It's like murder's illegal, kidnapping's illegal, violating the First Amendment's illegal. The country was set up around religious freedom and then the right to self-defense. Religious freedom is the number one ace of spades in the card deck of rights.
So how can a judge forbid me, a pastor, to preach? He's the judicial branch. That is reserved for the legislative branch, Congress, and they cannot make a law respecting an establishment of religion. June the 7th, we actually won a case in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's not being broadcasted, but they Three liberal judges ruled in our favor that our Establishment Clause was violated, free exercise, free speech, and our Assembly Clause was violated. Of course, with that win, we have to go back through Judge Roy Moore, Chief Justice Roy Moore, who's my head legal representation, and Attorney Jeff Wittenbrink. We have to go back through all the process of the Louisiana Federal Court, Supreme Court, and we actually have one case in the United States Supreme Court right now. But with all of that, these people do not have the right, especially the executive branch, a governor or a president, they do not have the right or the authority. They are usurping authority just as their leader, Satan, did in the beginning, which was why God cast him out of heaven, profane, to the sides of hell he went. That's what our government is representing today.
And let's be clear, Pastor, because I know you know more about this than I do, but just experiencing it and, you know, living in these beginning of the end times, I believe. The devil tries to get rid of free will. The Satanists advertise, oh, the freedom's over here. But the truth is the devil tries to take all the freedom away. It's God gave us the freedom.
He did. Those rights to assemble and go to church are endowed by our Creator. The 13 original colonies did not have a constitution whenever they stood up against King George. They fled here at the average rate of 2.5 miles per hour from Europe because of their lack to practice their religious freely. So that's what happened. That's why America was formed on Judeo-Christian principles. You know, whenever Judge Fred T. Crafassi forbade me to preach because of the governor's orders, who is he to tell me who what I can and cannot say? God give us men. Times like this demand strong minds, great hearts, true faith, and ready hands. Men who can stand before these demigods and damn their treacherous flatteries without winking. King Edwards there, John Bell Edwards, who is a Democratic governor here in Louisiana, said maybe, after I was arrested on my sixth occasion, he said maybe this will get the pastor's attention. And then he and the mayor, Cher Westenbroom in Baton Rouge, said just don't go back to that church, quote unquote. We run 36 buses over a 40-mile radius every Sunday morning and pick up an average of 650 children for church where we feed them, we give them Sunday school, we give them Jesus, we help them throughout
the That's what they want to shut off. I mean, I know so many atheists and agnostics now seeing Satanism, world government, Mark of the Beast, medical ID cards, social credit scores. It's really waking a lot of people up right now to actually see revelation being made manifest.
It is. The Antichrist spirit is working right now with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and then that perish. The Bible calls it in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, the mystery of iniquity, or the sin of lawlessness. It is actually unlawful for us to give up our inalienable rights and not protect the freedoms.
That's right. The trampling of our freedoms is the greatest lawlessness ever. And the sacrament is killing babies, trampling our rights to freedom, shutting us down, telling us don't look at the sunset, telling us don't talk to our neighbors. This is a cult.
It is a cult. Why, after 19 months of the largest gatherings in the United States of America, people have come from several different continents into our church to stand with us against the tyrannical government, and because we were arrested so many times, why have I not had one COVID death in my church with thousands of people gathering three times a week, 27 different nationalities, black, white, brown, rich and poor, educated and uneducated, no masks, no vaccines. We're anti-mask and anti-vaccine. People will come in afraid with there'll be a half a dozen masks in a service, but before that church service is over, the mask come off because people realize, what am I doing? Do I actually
Pastor Tony Spell, stay there. This is riveting. Give us the answer of what's happening when we come back.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVID Land does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I really appreciate Pastor Tony Spell joining us here today. I apologize yesterday I had to leave early, but he's here with us now, and I really do sometime want to get down to Baton Rouge and go to his church. I want to play the governor of New York and the bizarre stuff she was saying and get your take on it from a biblical expertise, sir. But just separately, tell us about where your church is currently, what's happening in other areas. I saw articles saying they may come after you again. They're trying to claim you tried to run over a lady. Just all sorts of desperate behavior. Fill us in on how they're persecuting you.
So my next court date is October the 13th. Then I have one following October the 19th. This morning I was served with six more from the 19th Judicial District Court at the hands of the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Department. And basically they say violations of an emergency proclamation holding church during a pandemic. While I was in the prison, they trumped up all types of charges against me that one by one were debunking. Old tickets, assault with a deadly weapon, which there are protesters across our front lawn of our church. Lots of protesters. Well, the cops would not stop them from grabbing their crotch using four-letter words to every girl and mother that came into our church, using racial slurs toward our blacks and our Latinos, and saying lots of hateful things. They were protected by the police and by the sheriff's department and put a restraining order on me from approaching them. Well, one day I approached them, at which point their illegal surveillance, which, by the way, is still on my home and my church. Right now, there are federal cameras all over my property because they surveil us and want to catch us doing something wrong. Well, that's how they trumped up this charge against us for assaulting a protester. Well, everything is backwards. Isaiah 59 and 17 says, judgment is backwards. Truth has fallen in the streets. So we have a command, not a suggestion, not even a recommendation, but from God to resist and never comply. Daniel 11:32 says, and such as do wickedly shall the Antichrist corrupt by flatteries. That word flatteries means feminism. It means demasculinization of mankind. That's what the mask does. That's what the vaccine does. That's what complying with these inhumane, ungodly orders does.
But you're saying Satan conquers us by domesticating us and making us weak.
He does. That's why Pharaoh said, murder all the baby boys in Exodus 2. That's why Herod wanted to kill every baby boy 2 years and younger to kill Jesus. Yesterday, an attorney in our church is representing a 9-month-old black baby boy who is being adopted by two married black women. And whenever she called it an abomination, the judge stopped the proceedings and put her out of the courtroom. This woman was simply protecting a 9-month-old helpless baby boy that is already an endangered species, that is already being...
Well, you know, statistically, those couples then do the transgender deal. It's like a ritual. I don't know, those group, and they go after their testicles. I mean, it's like a religion to target boys with this whole transgenderism. They admit it's a transhumanist move.
Which, by the way, exactly right. Which, by the way, the vaccine takes away people's ability because of Bill Gates' agenda that is in Daniel 7:25. It takes away your ability to resist. It takes away your desire to be zealous and fanatical. Look at people that are vaccinated. They're like zombies. They're just wandering around with no goals. So we are commanded to resist. That's why Daniel resisted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Amram, and Jochebed, Esther. And that's why the patriots that conquered Bridge resisted. You know, J.R. Tolkien said, it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succor of those years wherein we are set, uprooting evil in the fields we know, so that those who come after us will have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to determine. And what he's saying is, when you know to do good and do it not, it is sin. So Romans 14 and 13 said, let not thy good be evil spoken of. Adversely speaking, you can't speak good of evil. And there is evil in America today. There's evil in the White House, in Congress, in Senate, in our governor's mansions. And
why is it making its move now?
What's that?
Why is it making its move right now? Why is evil just exploding everywhere?
Because the church is not resisting. Only he who now letteth will let until he's taken out of the way. The word let means hinder in the original Greek. It means we are supposed to resist. We don't need more soft-headed preaching. We don't need more pastors taking PPP money from the government because they are now employees of the government who can't speak out against homosexuality, who can't speak out against government tyranny. We refuse to take one dime. So the less power that the churches and the pulpits have, they're actually promoting the vaccine. Who in the hell do you think you are to promote a vaccine, but you shut the doors on your church and did not promote the gospel of Jesus Christ? You're a worker and a minister of the devil. You cannot do that. So because of this, the devil is emboldened. and crooked politicians are emboldened and criminals are emboldened while there is a demasculinization of pastors like ourselves, like yourself, which is why we're being censored, which is why we're being silenced, which is why we're being taken down in our live broadcasts. However, the more you afflict us, the more we multiply and grow. You can't do anything against the truth, only for the truth. We have an advantage in our adversity. And it's because of our adversity that the gospel is being spread to people and people are being emboldened. They're being terminated from their jobs because they're not taking the jab. Well, thank God, there are some things worse than going hungry.
Yeah, like a blood clot or a heart attack. And clearly that's what's happening. It's a plan for depopulation. Top scientist like Dr. Yidan, the former head of Pfizer Science, says it will attack your testicles and ovaries. And then now you would see these big hip-hop stars coming out saying, wake up, ask questions. So even Hollywood people are turning against the system and they're panicking.
Yes. So some are being corrupted by flatteries. And the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. You know, one of the reasons that they hate us so much, Alex, is because we have 27 different nationalities in our church. And there's racial diversity. There's inclusion and unity and harmony. And that doesn't fit the democratic agenda. It's supposed to be race against race and nationality against nationality. So incidentally, they hate us and have to shut our doors. But when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached like it should be preached, we don't live in fear of the government. They're not our nanny. We're getting people off of welfare. We're getting people off of the streets. And as long as people are on the streets and as long as people are on welfare, they can be governed and controlled by this government. That's why trillions and trillions of dollars are being given into our society today, not where it belongs, but where it's hurting us the most.
It's all done for social engineering to make us weak and bring us down. Xi Jinping pays for all the leftist propaganda in our movies. He owns 4 of the 6 Hollywood houses around by the communists now, but he bans it in his country because he said it'll undermine and collapse their nation.
It will. It is completely backwards. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, have set light for darkness and darkness for light, have called wrong right and right wrong. We must not comply with this end time government. We must resist it. And in resisting, God will back us. God will bless us and God will promote us. America is the greatest nation in all the world. And that's why the devil has to destroy us. He has
all right, Pastor, final segment. I'm always impressed with your work, but I really think you're coming here. I want to play that governor, that crazy woman, and talk about these evil governors and how we get rid of them politically, legally, lawfully. And if God does convict our heart to stop this evil, like I know our listeners are, what do we do that's nonviolent that doesn't feed into the enemy's hands? Because there is a time like Moses went around killing people. So we got to ask ourselves, what are we supposed to do? I'm not calling for violence. I'm going to ask that question when we come back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Wine Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Wine Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, final segment with our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Jay Dyer is a great historian on the globalist plan for world domination in their own words. He will be taking over in the next hour of the War Room, though, and Schroyer. But Pastor Tony Spell has a very popular church that's also watched all over the world, but thousands and thousands come each week, ltcbr.com. And they're censoring him, they're blocking him, and they're trying to put him in prison. And the feds have put up cameras to harass his church while the southern border is wide open with kidnapped and trafficked children. This is just the world upside down. So I've been asking a lot of questions here, Pastor, and I want to play a clip of this governor coming up. But what else is on your radar? Because you've made a lot of amazing points, but what else do you think is important to impart to all the viewers and listeners out there?
In World War One, William Butler Yeats said, "Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loose upon the earth. The blood-dimmed tide is loose, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand, the second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of spiritus mundi troubles my sight. A waste of desert sand, a gaze as blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs and is slouching towards Gomorrah to be born. And what rough beast its hour come round at last?" It's talking about the end time and the second coming of Jesus Christ. So there is an escalation right now in the world. The devil knows he has but a short time to work. So he is using these bully, tyrant Nephilims, governors and presidents and senators and congressmen like Pelosi and Biden and Harris and Edwards here in Louisiana. He's using them. And what's coming is great persecution for the church. Revelation 2:10, Jesus gives a command, "Be faithful unto death." Some of you are going to be put into prison. Well, That's all right. We're in good company. The majority of the New Testament was written from the inside of a prison cell. So, number one, I want to admonish every God-fearing, patriot, Christian out there in America, resist. You're not breaking laws whenever you speak out against the government. Romans 13 and 2 Peter, the second chapter, does not forbid you to speak out against the government. There would not be a United States of America had Christians had not have spoken out against the government. All of these commands in the Bible are speaking about church government and apostolic authority. It never does forbid you to speak out against Edwards or Biden or any of these other.
And as you know, the rest of the passage, look, that coin belongs to Caesar. So that's his system. Yes, that's his jurisdiction. But he doesn't have jurisdiction over the church.
His jurisdiction stops at the door of my church. You can do what you want out there. But when you come in here, this establishment of religion, which the first, not the second, fifth, or 25th, but the First Amendment says we first have to protect the preachers. There would not be a constitution had it not been for the black-robed regiment who put into the hearts of our framers to write, we the people of the United States.
Endowed by our Creator.
Yeah, and we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is found only in God. Righteousness, peace, and joy is found only in God. So, number one, we have to resist. We have to be faithful unto death. And we have to boycott these businesses that demand we mask and muzzle. We have to stop telling our children it's all right to comply with these unlawful orders. Whenever you do that, you're breaking down their resistance. We're telling them it's all right to follow these antichrist laws that are eventually going to say, take the mark in your hand, your head, and the name. And if you can't, you can't buy it.
And by the way, Klaus Schwab, as you know, runs the whole thing. He's the corporate world leader for the UN. He says you will soon take a chip in your hand to buy and sell.
You will. Many will. Many will be corrupted by flatteries. And many will comply with this antichrist government.
And he said 5 years ago, we will use a virus to put a chip in everybody's hand to buy and sell with a world ID. He said it. I mean, it's all being manifest.
And why are our pulpits silent on this? God says you will not be held blameless because of your silence. There is a sin. Whenever Elijah comes to King Ahab, Ahab says, Elijah, are you the preacher that's been troubling Israel? Elijah says, you got it all backwards. You're the one that didn't pay your water bill, so God's brought a drought and a famine on the nation of Israel. He said, I've come to tell you, you're the problem. You have killed an innocent man by the name of Naboth, and he said, God forbid that I should give up my inheritance. America has an inheritance that has been given to us by God Almighty. There's no nation like it in all the world. We are responsible, number one, for being the greatest ally and friend that Israel, God's people, has ever had. Well, now our White House is turning against Israel. They wanted to take that $1 billion away from them because of the raghead squad, Tlaib and Cortez and all of these other freaks who hate Israel and hate America. They wanted to take that $1 billion to protect the Iron Dome. When we do that, America is finished. America is going to be judged by God.
And let me add this. Regardless of what people think about that ongoing issue, AOC cried over defensive missiles that save people. What a demon crying that, oh, they got defensive missiles. That's just crazy.
She is a Jezebel who hates authority. You know this governor that said yesterday, God doesn't love you if you don't take the vaccine? And then she had the audacity, she actually had the testicular fortitude, she may be a man, who says all of the major religious leaders have said there are no religious exemptions. Well, excuse me, but your major religious leaders are on the tape. They are going to be controlled by the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to rule religiously, militarily, and politically. Look how these three generals folded yesterday like a $2 Goodwill suit under the questioning. They threw their commander-in-chief under the bus. Well, number one, you need to be court-martialed for that. And this individual who is in jail today for speaking out against the evacuation in Afghanistan. He needs to take their place.
Exactly, because what's happening here is they're planning to set Biden up and then bring in Kamala. Give me your quick take on that. I mean, clearly they set him up. Now they're setting him up for a fall. What do you see in your disarmament's coming?
So what's coming is, yes, he's just a puppet on a string right now. He will be dethroned. His throne, according to Daniel, the 7th chapter, and about the 14th verse, says that his throne is going to be cast down. And there's going to be one that comes to power that's going to have these great swelling words, lying signs and wonders. They're going to have the power to fix all that's wrong with our educational systems and our military and our political powers. They're going to have all of the answers. And they're going to be of Jewish descent, and they're going to have the answer for hyperinflation. They're going to have the answer for all the chaos and turmoil and the weather problems that are actually being controlled right now by.
I was about to say they have a huge secret government weather control program that the UN, they admit exists. And then they sit there and say, oh, you're evil. You didn't tax carbon. That's what humans are made out of. So you're bad. Exactly. They're orchestrating the global depopulation collapse, and they're going to blame it on, again, the general public. Why does Satan want depopulation?
He wants depopulation because he wants revenge against the human race because we took his place. God made man in his image and after his likeness. The shot actually affects your DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. It actually changes the molecular structure of humans who are created in God's image after his likeness. That's why the government is wanting to push this vaccine so heavily and say, if you don't take it, we're going to
die. It literally marks your DNA. Pastor, I know you've got to go, but I've got 5 more minutes, a little short segment. We go to break. I want to play the governor. And then I want to come back and get your take on that. But let's just do that next short segment if you can do 5 more minutes, a 2-minute break. But first, let me just say this. Everybody that wants to hear more what you have to say, your church can be worldwide like it already is. Everybody should go share your URL and point out what's been happening to you and others so that it blows up in their face. And let me guess, though, your church has gotten more stronger, hasn't it, under the persecution?
We've grown. We've baptized over 1,200 people now since March of 2020 when this foolishness began. We've grown spiritually, financially, numerically. We've added more buses to our fleet. People gather in East India. People gather in Pakistan. We're doing baptisms all over the world today because what he tried to silence, what our government tried to silence, and what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. So although we are angry, and we are commanded to resist our government, we thank God for them because they are bringing truth to the forefront. People are now falling back in love with the Constitution. People are falling back in love with our freedoms, and that's good.
That's right, because the evil's been hidden. Now it's down in the open. LTCBR.com, LTCBR.com. Check it out. Share it. It's amazing. A lot of great videos and material there for everybody around the world. LTCR, LTCBR.com. And I'm Alan Jones with Infowars.com and Band.Video. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.